Slayton or Watson? Which? The Atlanta Constitution, Monday, 13th September 1915, page 3, column 5, by Thomas W. Loyless, editor Augusta Chronicle. An Atlanta news dealer has ordered 5,000 copies of today's, Monday's, Augusta Chronicle, containing the above article, for the purpose of putting them on sale on the streets of Atlanta during the day. While the article was not written with a view to increasing the sale of the Chronicle, but solely for the purpose of setting certain things right in Georgia, it is nevertheless important, perhaps, that it be given as much circulation as possible, in the effort to overcome, as far as may be, the harmful effects of Tom Watson's continued misrepresentations of ex-Governor Slayton's actions and motives in connection with the Frank case. All those who are interested, therefore, in disseminating the truth concerning this matter, thereby helping to redeem Georgia's good name, may desire to give this article as wide circulation as possible, both at home and abroad. To this end, they are given an opportunity to buy the Augusta Chronicle on the streets of Atlanta today, Monday, or they may have the Chronicle mailed direct from Augusta to as many addresses as they may wish to send it. The Augusta Chronicle,